Saga of the Beast by David Annandale. Part 4. The Jaws That Split the Sky. Performed by Tom Alexander, Charles Armstrong, Gareth Armstrong, Ian Brooker, Steve Conlin, Jonathan Keeble, and Richard Reed.
Blood for the Blood God.
And so we had arrived. The end of our journey was in sight. I told you that we didn't truly understand what that meant. Do not blame us, my brothers. How could we have? Nor did anyone who was present in the Fang when Ragnar first revealed his weird. You know this to be true. But once we were in the Krongar system and knew the beast that waited for Ragnar, we did feel something new. The reality of what was coming cast its shadow over us, and that shadow had weight. I knew dread, brothers. I knew it in a way I never had before. I dreaded what was to come. And now it has come. The others felt the dread too. We did not only feel it on our own behalf, but on Ragnar's. He, though, did not appear to feel it at all. He was more eager than ever. He knew his enemy at last. His destiny was to bring down Ghazkul Mag Uruk Thraka. Who could not feel eager to fight, knowing that? Ragnar gathered us in the council chamber. All his Wolfguard, Thorfinn, Sigurd, and some of the chosen of the lower ranks, Starker than Odger among them. There was room for more than half of us there. The rest of the packs waited in the hall outside to be told what happened within.
Brothers, the Greenskin Armada has gathered in the Krongar system. Our hunting grounds have never been more full.
Armada. A strange word for a greenskin swarm of garbage.
A word carefully chosen, Bloodclaw. The enemy we shall fight is the very one that Commissar Sebastian Yarrick argued to be the most lethal ever to challenge the Imperium.
His judgment is not to be dismissed lightly.
It is not to be dismissed at all.
No, Wolf Lord.
Speak again with that ecclesiarch we found. Think about what it is that has shattered him so completely. The question of why the Greenskins have been so great a threat again is no longer a mystery. Ghazkul Thraka is the reason. He is the beast of my visions. The beast I fought in the Underverse. A beast that was devouring the galaxy. Let none among us dare to underestimate the danger this being represents. Too many have made that mistake too many times, at the cost of billions of lives. Ghazkul Thraka cannot be overestimated. I have heard Commissar Yarrick speak about this orc. He once summed up his counsel for fighting the orc very simply. No matter how great a threat you think Ghazkul Thraka might be, the truth is always much worse.
For mortals, perhaps, but we are the sons of Rus.
He will be no easy prey, Starkhead. Not even for us. In even the most basic ways, this has become apparent since our arrival. As big as the Armada was, it has grown and continues to grow.
Where are the ships coming from?
The orcs are bringing in an endless stream of captured vessels, wrecks, and pieces of hulls. It is as if the contents of an infinite wrecking yard were streaming into the system from the Galactic North and heading straight to Krongar. Most of what is coming in, we would consider beyond repair, though useless. But somehow, all of this is adding to the Greenskin war machine. In the hour before I called you to this chamber, Thorfinn, we have picked up the engine heat blooms of 3 new cruiser-class vessels. They appeared as if out of nowhere in the near orbit of Krongar.
New ships? Newly completed?
Yes. Foul Xenos industry consuming the resources of an Imperial world. 3 new ships completed in so short a time. The winds of Azaheim take them. Now think upon this. No one in our chapter was at all aware of this Armada's existence. Not even our High King. We are the only ones to know. As bad as the Greenskin threats are elsewhere in the Imperium, the greatest one, here, was concealed. Oh, Father's bones. All the other Greenskin invasions are no more than diversionary attacks.
Our brothers need to know.
Most urgently. The Astropathic Choir has sent a message and done so with all its strength.
But we are on the wrong side of the Cicatrix Maledictum.
Yes. The urgency of our message is matched by the uncertainty of it ever reaching Logan Grimnar's ears. Our brothers may never learn what is going on around Krongar until it is too late. If the Greenskin Armada continues to grow, when it leaves this system, will there be any hope of stopping it?
But it too is on this side of the Great Rift. Will that not contain the danger, or at least to the Imperium Nihilus, and so diminish some of its immediate threat?
No, the situation is the reverse, Bloodclaw. Because the Armada is here, it is hidden and inaccessible, and there is nothing apart from us to prevent it from growing without end. The Cicatrix, though, has not proven an obstacle for Ghazkul Thraka. The Greenskins on the other side of the rift carry out his bidding, and I have no doubt that those attacks are by his command. Whatever dark power it is that blesses the Orcs, it has made certain that the Wall of Cicatrix Maledictum works in their favor. Let us be clear, brothers. We are alone. We are the only ones who know of this menace. We are the only ones who can act. We are the ones who will destroy the Armada of Ghazkul Thraka.
To attack?
Is reckless.
Well, yes.
As it was to attack a warlord on foot. As it was to let warp storms collide with the ship caught between them.
Victories all. And so shall this be. Point the way, my Jarl, and I will drown the land in greenskin blood.
And I will spill it beside you, Odger.
Ragnar.
Oh, speak, Wolf Priest.
The success of those risks mean you have little cause to listen to me now, young king. I realize that, but you have seen this fight too, and you know how it ends.
I do. It ends with the end.
Of you both.
I can think of no worthier cause for which to sacrifice myself. And it is destined.
It is destined that you will fight. But tell us again, if you are willing, exactly how your duel with the beast finished in the Underverse.
With me striking a mortal blow as my last.
Did you see the beast fall before Oblivion took you?
I knew that it was dead.
Did you see it fall?
Do you question my word?
Never. I seek only to understand exactly what you saw.
I did not see the beast fall. No, but I say again that its fate was clear.
And I say again that little is clear in the Underverse, especially that which seems most obvious.
Nevertheless, there is no choice. I have no choice.
Perhaps not. But I would have you consider the choices you make heading into battle most carefully.
How can we attack? A single orc ship could take out the Fox Spear in its state. I am not being pessimistic when I say that it cannot take on an armada.
I have given that some thought, Alred. Despite what Sigurd believes, I am thinking carefully. A wall of ships surrounds Krongar. There is only one way in. The stream of wreckage goes from beyond the edge of the system all the way to the surface. It will be excellent camouflage. We shall be as ice fiends upon a glacier.
I do not wish to insult our ship by making light of her extensive damage, but even in her condition, she would not be able to disappear in that stream.
It is not for her to try. Two Thunderhawks could succeed, though.
Two Thunderhawks, carrying fewer than 20 battle brothers to fight an armada? That is glorious!
No, not to fight the Armada. To fight one orc in particular. I see now why the Allfather sent me these visions. Because I pursued them, we are here, and we can act. We happy few are precisely the right number to do what must be done. Ghazkul awaits me, and I will confront him. This is how we will save the Imperium. If we destroy Ghazkul, we shatter the leadership of the orcs. Their guiding force, the being that has forged them into this terrible menace. The lessons of Armageddon are clear. It is not only what I said, how dangerous this orc is, but how crucial he is to the Greenskins. There is no other like him. Think of how many worlds have suffered, how his legend has grown. Even that ecclesiarch is on the verge of unthinkable heresy after a single encounter. He must be stopped, and this is the way we can do it, the way we will do it, the way this day will live in sagas to come. To war, brothers! You linger, Sigurd. What do you wish to say?
That this plan means coming in just as he wants us to. He has invited you, Ragnar, by name. He wants to do battle with you as eagerly as you do with him. Yours is not the only destiny at work here. That worries me.
Don't you think it worries me too, old friend?
Show me, Gork! Show me, Mork! Show me the vision again! Show me the Great War! Bring it here, to the place where the Ummis pray. Show them who's the bigger gods. Look what I does to the Ummi god statue in this here temple artem. Stomp it all! Smash it all! Give me the vision. Yes! Yes! Stars in a claw! Crush them and squish them! That's the stuff! Rocks everywhere! Rocks end in the sky! Finally! Where you been, Wolfie?
We should leave it alone.
Yeah, hands off.
But if the big ship comes to Krungor...
What if the Ummis is stupid and we smash it?
No. We can stop the Diddy ones easy, boss.
No. Only if they get all dumb and puny.
I was thinking, boss, we got a lot of stuff coming in.
Good.
Maybe we should... Wait. Hold it up a bit.
No. Keep it coming all the time. That's super important.
Well, then maybe we could have... more lads in ships watching for them.
Doc, you keep talking like you don't want them to come.
I don't know if it's good or bad if we let them in.
I told you, it's gotta happen.
But all this ending stuff about you.
No extra ships, Doc.
Sorry.
No extra ships or I'll bust your head!
Yeah, boss, you're right.
Right, good. Now let's get ready. Gotta have a good place for the brawl.
Where's it gonna be?
Right here. In their Temple of Thedron place thing. Nice and big, and we can make them real angry. Keep the lads building and making stuff right on it.
You want it to be a big target?
The wolf's gotta know where to go when he gets here. Don't want him getting lost.
You ain't gonna be alone, are you, boss?
No, The wolves can have his lads with him. Bring all the boys for the fun. It's gonna be a great fight, Doc. Gonna be great. Wolves and boys messing it up a proper. And when it's done, that's when we start the Great War. We're gonna bleed the sky, Doc. Burn the suns. Gork's grin. Gonna be Gork's laugh when he sees what we do.
Yeah, good thing I don't need no fixing up.
Aye, aye! Doc! Coming up to the kill cruisers!
Nah, you knobs are going up.
Yeah, the boss said to go.
Doc, you think we're gonna miss all the fun on the ground?
You heard the boss. The biggest fight is coming. The biggest war. Good fight for all the lads. You ain't gonna miss out. Got some things for you to do.
Oh, yeah?
The Yumi's is heading this way.
We're going after him!
We going after him? Of course we is!
Boss wants all the cruisers staying close. But he said if you can find the Yumi's, go ahead and stomp! If they to the ground, they stupid and puny. But lads, we gotta stop them. They wanna wreck the fun!
See? We ain't gonna go after him. So shut up!
You shut up!
What do we do, Doc?
If they come in a big ship, that's easy. They come in little ships, you gotta look close. Watch for them coming in with the scrap. Probably won't see them till just before they start with the bumpy ride. That's when you get them!
Yeah, you got it, Doc! We'll spread the word!
We'll spread the word!
Shut up!
No, you!
I'm on the trot, boss. I'll be ready, like you said. But ending things, I gotta try to stop the wolf. We need you for the war.
The Fox Spear went further in system and got us close to the stream of debris. The salvage was accompanied by a few orc towing vessels. They seemed oblivious to our presence. The frigate released us in the Thunderhawks, Morkai's Fang, and Stormwroth. Then it retreated. We held back, tiny, insignificant points in the void. When the entire flank of a mass conveyor appeared, we slid in close to it and made our way towards Krongar.
Hey, easy, Svangir. Easy, Ulfgir. You'll sink your teeth into the greenskin soon enough.
My brothers, I am grateful to have you with me.
It is our honor to journey and fight at your side.
Now, you are doing more than that. You have knowingly fixed the star of your destiny to mine.
If we have done so, that is only because it has also been our will.
I believe that to be true, Odger of the Bloodclaws. It would be easy for me to say that no one can truly focus on any fate other than their own, and so justify all I have thought and said and done since the vision. It would be easy, but it would not be true. I have had the scent of fate's blood in my nose. And my pursuit has been single-minded. My prey is in sight, and the end of this hunt will be the fulfillment of my destiny. What will happen has already been written in words of fire, and I exult that this is so. Today, an ocean of blood will spill for the sake of the Imperium and in the name of the All-Father. I declare now, before you, my brothers, that I am grateful for your faith and your comradeship. And that we ride to glory together.
And I am grateful to the Old Father that I ride with you, my Jarl. I have fought long to avenge my fallen brothers. The tally of blood has never been enough to repay their heroism. but the extermination of this beast will be worth any price. And if this is my last hunt, if my thread is to be severed, then I will meet Mokai at last with a glad heart.
My Jarl, I have spoken against recklessness.
Always holding us back.
The wolf priest was doing as I asked, Starkhead. You should know the necessity to be restrained, as much as you feel the urge to tear through all bonds.
You speak truly, my Jarl.
You both do, Starkhead. Yes, I have been doubtful about much of this odyssey. I have warned about the difference between accepting fate and foolishly tempting it. I do not retract that warning. It is more important than ever now. We will achieve what is written only by being truest to ourselves and our duty. To plunge into battle with the belief that we are destined, no matter what we do, to reach our target, is to insult the Weird and the Old Father.
Though you might not believe me, Wolf Priest, I agree with you.
I can't have heard you right, Black Mane. I thought you said you agreed with me.
You strike true, Sigurd, and I owe you much. You were my companion in the Underverse, even if you did not know it. And you came with me now, despite your misgivings. Indeed, I think you came because of them.
You are right in your turn, as you have been since the beginning. And so I am grateful too for this moment. The struggle is everything you were shown in the Underverse. We are needed here, now, right now. We need not imagine what would descend upon the Imperium if the green-skinned beast continued to gather his forces without our knowledge. Our task is clear. The sons of Ras alone, and we alone among them, have been chosen by the Old Father to combat the beast. We will fight in the belief that the rest of our brothers will arrive. And even if they do not, if this be our final hunt, then we will fight with joy, knowing that Ghazkul must fall by my hand. We go to war and to glory, brothers. Alred, your saga will be one for the ages.
I am an unworthy Skald, but if I am among those who return from Krongar, then I will call upon the Spirit Wolf to see that I do our journey justice.
If any of us do return.
If we do not, Doomseeker, then our silence will take the beast as well. That will suffice.
Then, my brothers, let us all give thanks to the Allfather, and let us rejoice in the fury of the battle before us.
We gave thanks. We rejoiced in our brotherhood. We burned with eagerness for battle. The journey was nearing its end. Our purpose was clear now, and almost in sight.
Look out of the viewing blocks, brothers. Look how we close in on our prey. We are invisible beside the wreckage of the mass conveyor.
This piece of hull must be a mile long.
Next to it, our gunships are less than moats. We rush towards Krongar. And there are no obstacles between us and Ghazkul Thraka.
The moment of truth will come, though, when we approach the Armada of Cruces. They surround the planet like a fortress.
Like a fortress, indeed. And the ugly fires of their engines light up the approach to Krongar like a web of foul stars.
Oh, bravo, Alred, bravo! Do not fail to rehearse your saga. Will it not resound in the feasting hall, brothers?
Father. My face must have betrayed the brooding nature of my thoughts. Sigurd, who was on the grav harness next to me, noticed.
What troubles you, brother?
Unanswered questions. They seem to arise as a result of new certainties, and I dislike the confusion that causes in me.
What questions?
The ones raised by our approach. We seek to arrive unseen in answer to the explicit invitation of our foe. The
method we are using is so clear a gap in the Greenskin defenses that even they must be aware of it, and so will be expecting us to do exactly as we are doing. And on and on.
I understand you, brother. When we can see the workings of fate exposed like a blade upon the forge, it is troubling.
Do our decisions matter at all? Are we puppets with only a pretense of free will?
The questions will always beset us, brother. The answers are often not ours to know. Ragnar and Ghazkul are enacting the roles that the Weird has decreed they must. As are we. As do we ever. Only on this day, for this battle, they are aware of their roles.
The Orc is too.
So it appears. More evidence, if any, were needed of how dangerous he is. And so we act as if that Orc did not wish us to reach Hrungar. Perhaps he will act as if he did not know how we were coming. Another question with no answer. The only answer I can give you, Alred the Bard, is that whether or not all our choices are already known and decided, we must act as if they were not. Even Ragnar, when we were in the Immaterium, made the choice to forge on into the colliding storms. It is his will that has brought us this far, and to this pass.
And may the Allfather be praised for that.
The Allfather be praised.
Make ready, brothers. The Greenskin ships are legion, but there is still a gap where the debris descends to Hrungar. They're about to pass between the ships.
The density of the wreckage is greater here.
It's bunching up as it slows down.
They can't have their salvage hitting the surface like meteors. But how they're slowing it down?
The means is as mysterious as how they're getting it here in the first place. Or how any of the mechanical obscenities do more than simply explode. I do not care how they do it. I care only to reach and destroy Ghazkul Thraka.
We're passing through.
I feel like prey. That is wrong.
We all felt like prey during that passage. We were tiny morsels passing between the enormous beasts of the Greenskin cruisers. The clumsy, heavy, overbuilt behemoths were crowded so closely together, it was a wonder they weren't colliding with each other. If the guns of just one of them turned our way, our threads would be cut before their time.
We need a fleet of our own to destroy this filth.
One will come. Have faith that the astropathic message was received.
And if it is not, killing one orc will make the difference.
Killing this orc will.
One of the cruisers is moving!
Is it heading for the stream?
It is!
If it closes with us, we close with it. Get inside the arc of its fire.
No, wait. It is passing. We have not been seen.
And we are almost through.
The stream divides ahead.
They are diverting some of the salvage to their constructs in orbit.
And what is going down is a more diffuse stream. The time has come to shed our camouflage. We hunt in earnest now, brothers. Morkai's Fang, we are about to make the run to the surface.
Understood, Stormwrath. We will follow your lead.
Good. Take us down.
By your command, my Jarl.
We shot out from the concealment of a mass conveyor's hull. Behind us was the savage barrier of the Orc Armada, a prey so huge and clumsy it had not seen the nimble predator slip past its defenses. Before us was Hrungar, its dirty atmosphere pulsing with ruddy glows, as if thousands upon thousands of manufactories were all spewing fire at once. Down there, Ghazkul Thraka awaited the young king. I wondered who was the more eager for the battle. Like Sigurd, I was troubled by that thought. And then we beheld a sight of much greater urgency.
The cruiser is heading for us.
We see it, Utgard.
Are they mad? That ship is too low.
Yes, Thorfinn, they are mad. They're Greenskins.
You are right, Bloodclaw.
The cruiser dropped far below the rest of the fleet. There was no doubt it had come to look for us and had known where we would emerge. But to make its attack run, it had had to descend so far that its underbelly was glowing red with the friction of atmospheric re-entry. The orcs were bringing it too far into the gravity well of Hrungar. If they did not alter course, they would be on a trajectory of fatal descent.
Thunderhawks! Full speed dives! Angle at the cruiser, get underneath it!
Underneath?
No other ships will be able to fire at us, and we'll lure this one to its doom!
We shot towards the behemoth even as we dropped at speeds that strained the hull. We were wasps, taking on a kraken.
Its guns are coming to bear!
Do your worst, wretches. We ride with fate, and it is against you. You will not stop me.
Firing!
You have to do better than that to stop my blade!
The Morkai's Fang and the Stormwrath flew into a meteor swarm of cannon shells. Ordnance the size of gunships blasted past us. Resistance was building up quickly at the speed of our descent. The pilots jerked the Thunderhawks into turns so hard they threatened hull integrity. And the cruiser's nose dropped. It refused to relinquish its pursuit.
They can't recover from that dive!
Either they don't know or they don't care.
We're almost under, but if they continue to drop...
No father's bones, I know it! They'll take us down too! Pull back and evade!
Morkai's Fang acknowledging, we are...
Gone, my brothers. Gone in an instant. A monster shell struck it full, and the gunship with half our brothers vanished in a fireball. We did not even see any debris. There was the blast, and then there was nothing. As if we in the Stormwrath had been alone all along.
For Fenris!
The young king exploded with rage, and I knew him well enough to guess that there was guilt in his howl, too. It was his fate to do battle with Ghazghul Thraka, and perhaps the Shield of Destiny then surrounded those of us descending to the surface in the Stormwrath with him. But the Weird's cold ways had taken the Morkai's Fang and all aboard it.
Get us down! Get us down and they will pay!
The young king burned with a need for vengeance. We all did. In those moments, I would have willingly turned the gunship into a fight against the cruiser.
Blood! 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 Give me their blood!
Starkan was hurling himself against the inner walls. If the door had been opened, he would have launched himself out as if he could claw the armor from a void.
Starkan, enough! Remember you are a son of Ras.
My Jarl.
How many times can they miss us?
Enough, brother. By the will of the Allfather, just enough. You've gone too far down, you craven wretches! Too far! You've doomed yourselves!
It's dropping faster!
The fiend is already dead! They fire wildly, brothers! That is a death throw! Burn, you Xenos wretches! Become the pyre for our lost brothers! And know that I am coming for your master!
Dark. The wolf killed a cruiser. Dumb for the lads to fly in so low.
Oh, yeah, pretty dumb, boss.
Would have been okay if they'd stayed with the others.
Oh, yeah, boss.
Think they tried too hard because they saw the wolf coming in.
Oh, you think so, boss?
I think you know so, Doc. The other ship stayed put. Didn't try to take out the tiny wolf ships. Did what I said to do.
I did it for you, boss.
You're still fussing about the end.
I had to try, boss. You're gonna bust my head.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, boss. I'm sorry.
No, Doc, I ain't gonna bust your head. Not this time. The things you need to do are too important. You're not gonna let me down now, are you?
No, boss. No, boss. No, get done.
You'll see the war, Doc. You'll see the Great Green spoke true. Boat! Turbo! That was a good one! You ran kinda close too. The wolf is gonna know for sure where to come, Doc. And the fire. Heart of the sky! Here comes the fight, Doc. Here comes the fight! Light the fires, boys! Light the fires!
Krongar burned from the impact of the Orcs' cruiser. The ship left a crater miles wide and more devastation for miles around it. The scar and the firestorms were our welcome to the greenskin-beset world.
Look at that. Thousands would have died in that cataclysm.
Tens of thousands, Odger. Possibly hundreds of thousands.
Xena's filth! Not enough.
No, Starcat, it isn't enough. There will never be enough until we scrape the last greenskin from the face of the galaxy. But it's a start, brothers. And now they know what is coming for them. Svangir and Ulfgir are eager to kill still more. And we will.
What are those fires west of the crash site?
Concentric circles. They look deliberate, Thorfinn, but that area is huge.
A target large enough to be seen from orbit. They are Ghazkrull's welcome. His welcome to defiled Krongar. Look what the Greenskins have done to this world, brothers. Look, and be stirred to vengeance. There was once an Imperial hive here.
I see only traces now.
You see its corpse. The corpse of a human civilization built over with the monstrosities of the Greenskins. And see, the corpse has been defiled. The Greenskins have used its bones to create the grotesque structures that they delight in.
I see Xenarth's manufactories everywhere, belching fire and smoke into the sky.
Aye, Thorfinn. And where are the Havblocks and the Spires?
Whether the homes of the nobility or the slaves, the Orcs have knocked them down and turned them into vast scrap heaps.
The Orcs swarmed over the rubble like insects. The armies and the machines of Ghazkrull Thraka covered the land in every direction. The crude bear moths, that were the Greenskins' answer to the Imperium's titans, rocked back and forth as they trudged like shambling mountains. Huge totemic pillars, hundreds of feet high, bristled with cannons.
Can there be any humans left?
If there are, death would be a mercy.
Nothing remains of the human here. This desecration is total.
Those look like anti-air cannons on the towers. They could blast us from the sky if they wanted to. They have enough of them.
They don't want to. Not yet. Ghazkrull wants our young king.
They wanted us dead in orbit.
Did he know, I wonder? Did he know one Thunderhawk could fall and I would still arrive?
They want us down now!
We dropped fast and low, racing over the channels filled with burning promethium.
They're not missing by much!
Another challenge to see how close we can get before they bring us down.
I can see the center ring!
Oh, father's blood, how dare they!
It was as if even Ragnar's wolves could see the blasphemy in what the Orcs had done and raged against it. The burning channels had been cut around the slope of a hill. At the top was what had been a cathedrum to the Allfather. The Orcs had left enough of it intact, so what it had been was still recognizable. The shell remained of the main structure, and it still had its great bell towers. But the Orcs had defaced the cathedral with the marks of their savage gods. The towers had been turned into smokestacks. An enormous, crudely fashioned Orc face, more than 100 feet across, surmounted the roof.
This will not stand. I will turn that idol to dust beneath my boots. Take us down. Land us before they shoot us down. Are we ready, brothers?
Ready to hunt!
Tear their throats out! For us! For Fenris!
For us! For your fathers!
We had landed at the edge of a wide space before the cathedrum. It had once been the Parvis, but it had been dug up and smashed, and the buildings that had once surrounded it were gone. It was a much wider space now. The distance between us and the gaping entrance of the cathedral, now half a mile.
With me, brothers!
Ragnar led us, and we moved as a tight pack. All of us, Wulfgar or not, swore that we would be at Ragnar's side for every step and blow of this struggle. We would not be cut off from him again. If he was fighting Ghazkul, so would we be. He would never be alone, and if he fell, we would fall with him. It would be foul dishonor if we did not.
Ready yourself, brothers!
They came at us from all sides. The green tide swept in over the open ground, and it seemed to me that Ragnar's crashing mountains from the underverse had returned in a new form. They roared with the unthinking war rage of their kind. Ragnar, though, heard the deeper meaning in the shouts of the greenskins.
You hear that, brothers? Now you know the sound of a greenskin welcome.
By the jaws of Morkai, you're right. They're glad. They're rejoicing.
Rejoicing in the slaughter. They think they will visit upon us.
This is a true welcome. We are a promise fulfilled. So to it, brothers. Let us give them what they expect. Forward, brothers! The beast waits within the cathedral. Cut through this flood of rabble. The real contest awaits within.
In their eagerness to attack, the orcs sacrificed the advantage of the numbers of their guns too soon. They surrounded us, hacking with blades and clubs. They climbed over their kin, alive or dead, to get at us. They were the flood, but we were the torpedo. And we smashed our way through the waves of Xenos flesh towards the maw of the defaced cathedral.
You dare to block my path, you mechanical mess! Here is your reward, filth!
Ragnar drove Frostfang through the face of the massively armored orc. The brute was the last obstacle to the interior of the cathedral, and in we charged.
There he is.
Come on, Ares! Come on, Wolf! Mori, Invictus, Alupai!
The beast was in the center of what had been the nave, on a platform of rubble where the altar had once stood. When that monstrous voice defaced the sacred language of the Allfather, I finally understood what had shattered the Ecclesiarch on Scuria. Our hatred surged.
We have come for you, foul beast! Your doom has come! Forward, brothers! Show the filth true wrath! The wrath of the sons of Rus! Show these savages the true joy of battle!
We charged. We were aware of the ranks of orcs on either side of us. Behind the infantry brutes were massive, machinic creatures, the greenskins' hideous parodies of dreadnoughts. Beyond them, in shadows barely touched by the flickers of torchlight, piles of weapons and ordnance bulked. We saw these things, but our attention was on the beast that called to Ragnar. He was the target that mattered, and to see him was to know that everything Ragnar had said about him was true. Ghazkul Thraka was gigantic, a monster who seemed ready to burst from the enormous mechanized armor he wore.
That gun is the size of a cannon!
His power claw could crush a chimera!
He cannot use them if I tear his arms from his body.
That face is more than brutality incarnate. It is knowing. Its cunning goes to abyssal depths.
There was worse yet. As loathsome as it was to admit this truth, a single glance was enough to show that this being was a leader. For the greenskins, Ghazkul Thraka must have bordered on the divine. We had come to kill their demigod. The path path down the nave was clear in those first moments. Twice, Starkad had raced past enemies to be the only one of us to be at Ragnar's side as he fought. Now he raced again, this time to reach the foe before his Jarl and destroy the threat before the fate we dreaded could arrive.
Starkad, wait!
For you, my Jarl! For you!
Open fire!
The target was too immense to miss, and we could shoot without harming Starkad. The shells exploded against the orc's armor, and the beast took no notice. He focused on Starkad.
Little wolfie.
For us!
He hit Starkad!
Spear formation on the left. Concentrate your fire on his gunner. Draw his attention.
Little wolfie.
The beast closed his claws. He snapped Starkad's torso in half. One blow, a single blow, and the heroism that had defended Fenris against Magnus, the spirit that always charged to the front of the lines, was snuffed out, the thread brutally and contemptuously severed.
Not one more, brother! Not one more! For Fenris!
After him! Stay with the young king!
He's too fast! We cannot keep pace!
Not again! All father, not again! Not this time!
Ragnar's fury had always been kept in check by hard-won wisdom, and always been goaded by recklessness. Now it was unleashed, and woe upon the foe who had triggered it. He was the wind of winter's gale, and its blades that cut to the marrow. He stormed ahead of us, and in a single great leap, he flew up to meet the beast of his destiny. Oh, my brothers, that sight, that moment, was one whose memory shall live in my heart until the Allfather calls me to his side, and it will fuel my rage and my pride in all my days to come. He fired as he flew. He raised Frostfang, the great bane, and brought it down at the same time as Gazkul lunged to meet the young king with claw and cannon. Two giants of war clashed.
Now, beast! Now will destiny be fulfilled! Now I will banish you from the face of the galaxy! Now I will burn you and all your works! Not even your memory will remain!
Gorkenmog said smash ya! Time for the war!
The young king's blow drove the orc back. It was a single step. But how long had it been since that monster had been hit that hard, and by such a warrior?
War! Get to our Jarl! Slay the beast!
Svangir and Ulfgir, too, were faster than us. They were at the master's side, as if they truly had been with him in the Underverse. They could not tear open the armor of the beast, but they tried. Driven by fate, they tried. And their howling and snarls angered Gazkul, drawing his attention just enough to give Ragnar a chance to deliver still more telling blows. And now the beast's minions came for us. They attacked with the ferocity and abandon of their kind, and with the animal joy of being in the presence of their ruler. And also, I think, with desperation. I believe this, brothers. They felt the weight of destiny as we did. They too knew dread.
Brace, brothers!
They fired without discipline or thought. They did not care what was hit, as long as we were too. We advanced through the barrage and through the tide of brutes, but we were slower, and we could barely see the struggle of our Jarl through the blasts and smoke.
We are almost with you, my Jarl!
Daka!
Gazkul reared back from Ragnar's swipe of the chainsword. He was fast for so huge a brute. Then he fired in a wide, sweeping arc over our heads. The act seemed senseless. For a few seconds. For those few seconds. It was just another barrage. One we could barely see as we fought our way forward. Then It hit the ordnance in the shadows.
Grand boys, this is the fight I promised. This is the start of the great war. Smash it all, lads. Press them all.
Die, false prophet. There is no start for you here. There is only the end.
Alred! Alred!
Here. I'm pinned.
Orger, he's buried. Keep them off!
Die, Xenos spell!
I see you, Alred.
Here, brother!
The pillars and the roof had collapsed. The floor had heaved upward and split from the volcanic explosion of more stores in the vaults. The landscape of the battlefield had changed in an instant. Greenskin and Space Wolf alike had been hurled down. Avalanches of rockcrete fell and cliffs of rubble thrust up. We were scattered. Hordes of orcs were crushed by the exultant destruction unleashed by their prophet.
Curse this dust and flame! Where is the young king?
There. Up there. On that high mound of rubble.
It teeters on the edge of a deep pit. If he falls, how will we find him?
Then we must not let him fall.
Curse this wretched tide. More come as fast as we can kill them.
Then we will cut them down faster, brother. Olga, you shoot well with one arm.
The other was a spare.
We have to reach them.
And we will. Ragnar, let us reach you. I beseech you to live, young king. I need you to laugh at my saga.
Sigurd! He is much closer to Ragnar.
What is he fighting?
Green skin machine sorcery.
Sigurd's enemy was a tech orc. It was clad in an incomprehensible kind of armor. Green lightning arced from its power pack and linked to the huge track generators behind it. The machines and the orc had not been visible when we first attacked. It had emerged from some hidden recess after the collapse. It was fighting the pure storms of Fenris with the foul energy blasts.
The strength of Fenris burn you! Your fate is ashes!
You call that a storm, Wolfie?
By the Allfather, by Russ, this is the storm of your ending!
That's my own lightning!
Sigurd summoned a storm that swept the entire cathedral. Scores of orcs fell in its fury. The tech creature punched against its machines and leaned into the rage of Fenris. It turned to its generators. It did something that made them glow with a terrible brilliance.
Ragnar! Bring the monster down! Complete your fate! For us! For the old father!
Sigurd's charred body toppled.
Sigurd!
The orc's machines were destroyed, but the creature was still alive. It scuttled away. Before it disappeared into the deeper shadows at the rear of the cathedral, its eyes were on Ghazkul Thraka, and I hope it looked upon its leader with a fear of having failed the beast. I hope that with all my heart, brothers. I have so few hopes left to hold.
Sigurd's attack has taken a gap! We will reach Ragnar! We will!
Come on, wretches. Try to stop me. I wish you were here, Brynjar, but I feel your spirit. We You could never resist a battle like this. Come, brother. Let us fight the Greenskins together.
Renya, I see you, brother.
They reared up before us as we crested a pile of rubble. Two of the green-skinned dreadnoughts unleashed their cannons on us. Odgar was no more. Thorfinn launched himself at them, running past.
We're the enemies at last. They're mine, Alred.
Thorfinn.
Get to Ragnar, brother. And remember me in the song.
I did as my brother commanded. He had chosen sacrifice to buy me the chance to reach Ragnar, and I was the last of the Wolfguard. It was my sworn duty to fight for the Jarl. I ducked around the clumsy monstrosities and ran for the great mound on which the fight for the galaxy was being decided.
I am Thorfinn Doomseeker, and you have found your doom in me. Come at me. Try to kill me. Meet your end. Poor effort. You will not kill me like that. I will see you off first. Oh! Yes! Struck that off. I knew you would. You couldn't see what I was doing with the shells going off. You don't see the melter bomb on your torso? Here, let me show you. Die in your own pyre, wretched Xenos! Still not good enough. Going to crush me, will you? I have more than enough. Meltus for you, too. A fitting pyre. For you! My Jarl!
I heard my brother die behind me as I reached the hill of rubble. Above, the warriors of destiny tore into each other.
You fought good, Wolf. That's the stuff.
You will fall, beast! You cannot escape your fate!
Good! Good! Good!
More orcs tried to stop me, but I fought through them without pausing. I did not pause, yet my progress was slow, too slow. I climbed and slid, because the battle on the peak kept sending rock slides my way. The explosions of voter shells and greenskin ammunition were constant eruptions, shaping and reshaping the mound, bringing down more chunks of the cathedral walls. Rubble fell, a hail of rock creaked on the battlefield.
Do well, Wolfie. Hit better. This is the big fight. Don't you let the lads down.
Your words are empty boasts. Your prophecies are delusions. You die here. And with it, the dreams of your foul kind. The sons of Russ will purge the galaxy of their miserable blood.
I could see them. Even through the flames and the fountains of debris kicked up by the blasts, I could see every blow and counter move. The young king and the beast had damaged each other. Broken pistons jutted from Gazdun's armor, spewing fire and steam. The orc was moving more slowly. Though there was no less brutal power in every one of his attacks.
Oh, Wolfie. Yes, you feel it like you should. This is the war of destiny.
Ragnar's armor was cracked in so many places it looked like the surface of a shattered lake. His face was coated with blood. His movements were not as lithe as I had known them, but his ferocity, too, was undiminished.
You flail against doom, monster. Every breath you draw is closer to your last.
Ghazkul was bigger and stronger. Ragnar was faster and more skilled. His blows and shots landed more often, but the beast seemed almost impervious to them. Ghazkul struck home more rarely, but every blow that did looked powerful enough to have punched through the flank of a rider. The fight could not go on forever. I had to reach my Jarl. I had to be at his side. Oh, Father, forgive me.
My Jarl. My Jarl, I'm here. I will not fail you again. Not again. Not on this day.
Survive, Alrit. Survive. Yours is the memory of this day. Survive. That is my command.
Yeah, what he said, Umi. A good story for the best fight.
I still climbed, my brothers. I could not do otherwise, though my Jarl's command and my sworn oath collided. And it was the struggle itself that pulled me. The terrible spectacle of such beings at war mesmerized. Greenskins struggled to get to the top too, pulled by the same gravity of fate. And none of us could reach our goal. Ragnar and his foe ignored us. They clashed with matched fury and with something else. Something that haunts me.
The saga is not yours, monster. It is mine.
Oh, little wolfie. Think it big dreams.
What I saw in our young king and his bestial enemy alike was joy. Ferocious. Horrifying. Ecstatic. Joy. They were driven alike by the promise of destiny. They had striven to get to this moment and the culmination that was near. One came to devour the galaxy. The other came to save it. Fate had spoken to both, and both were in the act of embracing fate. I did not understand how this could be. How they shared the same joy. How the same absolute conviction could be present. I could not see how both destinies could be fulfilled. And then, oh, my brothers, and then...
Now, Wolfie, now! Finish the fight!
Ghazkul unleashed a storm of shells at Ragnar. It was an artillery barrage launched at a single target. The top of the hill disappeared in the explosions.
Yes, beast! Now! The end is now!
And then I saw him. Ragnar leapt with the blasts. He flew through the flames, sailed up through the maelstrom of destruction on the power of fury. He was a wounded wolf, rounding on its enemy with a rage that came with a final, ultimate surge of energy. He leapt so high that he arced down towards Ghazkul's skull, firing his pistol directly into the orc's face. The beast sank under the fire, but lashed out with his claws. He caught Ragnar just before the young king landed on him, crushing Ragnar's chest.
Magna! Bestia! Son! Wolfie!
Ghazkul held Ragnar. The young king's pistol fell from his shattered arm, but the orc had not been fast enough. Ragnar was too close.
No! Ragnar! My Jarl!
End your trials! And in the darkness, beast, I strike you down!
Ragnar's right arm was free, and he thrust Frostfang through the orc's broken armor and into his throat.
Is where it starts.
Ragnar Blackmane severed the head of Ghazkul Thraka. The orc's body toppled from the hill and fell down in the pit on the other side.
My Jarl.
The beast is slain.
Ragnar stood at the peak, holding high the head of the beast. The young king was triumphant. Yet as I climbed too late the last few yards that separated us, I saw the fire fading from his eyes. Gaskull was dead, yet the expression on that face was gleeful triumph.
My Jarl, I am here.
Sing well, Alrit. Glory to this day.
Then he fell. Oh, my brothers, I cannot go on. I must. For so I vowed. Our young king breathed his last, and he fell. His wounds were too grievous. He was already dying when he hurled himself at Gaskull, and the beast's grasp had rammed his broken bones through his heart. He died before me, my brothers. He died. The orcs fled the cathedrum in despair. And then you came, my brothers. And so, I have done. My song is finished. Ragnar Blackmane has met his weird. The beast is no more, yet we, the Blackmanes, are bereft. Brothers, though I am done, I do not feel as if I am. Too much haunts my saga. It troubles its forms and frays its edges. Can this truly be the end, brothers? If it is not, what does my song portend?